It's that time of year again to celebrate and vote on your favorite chubby Alaskan brown bear.
That's right, it's Fat Bear Week, which means you can go online and vote for your favorite rotund grizzly.
The bears all hail from Katmai National Park and Reserve in Alaska.
The plump brown animals have been bulking up for weeks now, and it's time to pick the winner.
But how do those bears compare to our Floridian black bear? And what can we learn from this conservation campaign?
I'm Rihanna Winter.
And I'm Jason Acuna. And this is Unbothered from WFSU. So Rihanna, what is Fat Bear Week? Can you please explain it to me?
Okay, Fat Bear Week is the annual tournament competition put on by Katmai National Park out in Alaska. They have tons of brown bears there. And every year around the time that the bears are preparing to hibernate, they get really fat. If you know anything about bears, you know that they get really fat before they hibernate, right?
They bulk up.
Yes, exactly. And so what Katmai National Park does is they create a bracket of a bunch of their fat bears, and everyone votes as to which ones are the most fat and successful pre-hibernation.
Yeah, so I took a look at some of the bears that are in the bracket this year, and I have to say it looks like some pretty stiff competition.
Yeah, we have some strong fat competitors.
Do you have a favorite?
I'm a big fan of 32 Chunk. He's about 1,200 pounds. And if you don't know, the male bears before the summer, they're about 700 to 900 pounds. But in the process of bulking up, they can get up to 1,200 and above. Obviously, the girls, they're usually pregnant. There's more energy reserves being used, so they don't get as big, although they do get very round as well. So I don't want to discount anyone, but 32 Chunk has a great story, which is he's like one of the hugest bears we see in the bracket. He also is permanently disabled, but that has not stopped him because he got into a fight with another bear, which permanently disabled his jaw. However, if you look at him this year, it doesn't seem to have stopped him. Do you have any bears you're betting on, Jason?
Well, you know, I know this isn't something that we're looking at, but I think Bear 856 would definitely win Most Improved if that was an award. You know, just looking at the before and after photos, the bear looked a little potentially malnourished, and now it's a chunky bear.
Yeah.
So that bear definitely turned it around.
Now, we don't have any brown bears in Florida, but we do have black bears, right, Jason?
We do. And so we were kind of interested in how these Floridian black bears compare to the grizzly and brown bears of Alaska in terms of their behavior during the winter. And also we wanted to know how this conservation campaign could potentially impact conservation campaigns being run in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
So we sat down with an animal expert from the Tallahassee Museum to learn more.
Hi, I'm Susie Buzzo. I'm the animal curator at the Tallahassee Museum.
Hi, Susie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'll just jump right into the question. So what are your thoughts on Fat Bear Week? Do you think this is a good way to promote animal and environmental conservation?
I do. I gotta tell you, when you asked me about it, I had not been too into Fat Bear Week, but now I'm very into it. So I think it is a great idea. It actually, you know, gets people engaged, and it helps people realize what it really takes for these bears to survive that harsh winter.
Absolutely. And so could you kind of walk us through what is biologically going on to make these bears so large?
Sure. I mean, brown bears, they can spend up to 7 months hibernating up there in Alaska. So they need a lot of fat reserves to be able to, you know, survive that winter. So they put on the pounds. So all summer long, they're very lucky they have that salmon coming through with the salmon run, and they just eat and eat. They can actually gain 20 to 50% of their body weight and up to 400 or 500 pounds.
One of the things people bring up about Fat Bear Week is that it's a little entertaining that everybody's really obsessed with what they consider these famous fat bears. The bears themselves would do this whether or not people were voting on them. But it does sort of speak to, I guess, the natural like properties of what the brown bear does.
Yeah, I mean, they do this every year before anybody started paying attention.
Yeah.
And so how does this process, the brown bear hibernation process, compare to the Florida black bear? Do Florida black bears hibernate? And if not, what do they do?
Officially, they do not hibernate. So a Florida black bear, because we don't have these freezing winters, they go into what's called a torpor. And it's just a time of decreased activity. Their temperature gets a little lower. They don't go out and eat much. In Florida, most of the time, bears will, you know, they may sleep for a couple of days and they just, you know, they will not be nearly as active. At the Tallahassee Museum, though, our black bear, he actually came from New Mexico, so I'm not sure if that's the reason why, but he actually hibernated last year and he dug his own den and he stayed underground for 3 months.
Is there any chance the kind of colder temperatures we were experiencing had anything to do with that?
I know. It's really hard to say. I don't have enough evidence to back it up because I've talked to some people who work at other zoos in Florida with their bears, and they were some of them were surprised that our guy, you know, actually went under for 3 months. So our female bear, she definitely got more relaxed and she got a little lazier, but she did not. And she dug her own den, but she didn't stay under for too long, maybe a day or so.
Right, gotcha. Absolutely. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys observe these bears pretty closely.
Oh, definitely. We take a lot of records so we can tell, you know, he went under for about 3 months from November to March, and he actually gained, you know, nothing like a brown bear would in Alaska, but he had gained probably 70 pounds or so before winter, and he lost 60 pounds in those 3 months underground.
Wow.
So that was like, once he started coming out, that was the first thing I wanted to do. One, get him hydrated, make sure he had enough to drink for all that time, because, you know, those bears, they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't defecate, they don't do anything down there. So, but then I couldn't wait to get a weight on him and see what he'd lost.
Yeah, I'm sure with bears and their behavior in captivity, you also get scientific insights on what black bears do all year round.
Yeah, definitely. And now that I know he did that last year, this year I'm trying, I'm definitely increasing his food even more, and I'm including, you know, more nuts, more seeds, you know, more things. Because they're not like brown bears. They don't eat nearly as much meat. Their diet is like 80%, 90% plant matter. So I'm definitely increasing the higher fat, you know, plant matter items that I can give him to help him through this winter.
And so no right or wrong answers on this next question. But if you had to pick a Floridian animal to do a similar competition with, what animal would it be and what would the competition look like?
Well, I guess one thing I can think about is an animal that always interests me that I don't feel like we get enough background on is the gopher tortoise. Gopher tortoises are so important to our ecosystem. They dig these burrows that can actually help 350 other species of animals. So I don't know how this could make a contest unless we got some really good cameras to go out and, like, film the inside of these burrows. But I'd be really curious to see, you know, which gopher tortoise dug the burrow with the most different species inside. Like, who dug the best burrow? Because all those animals, they call them commensal species, and they may either, you know, eat food that the gopher tortoises leave behind, or they definitely use their burrows for denning, whether the tortoise is still active in them or not, and those serve such a great purpose.
Yeah, and we can have a tortoise hotel week 2026.
Yeah. Get a bunch of den cameras, go down, see who's living in them.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. Well, Susie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about Fat Bear Week and animal conservation. We learned a lot and we had a great time speaking with you.
Thank you.
Unbothered is produced, edited, and hosted by Jason Acuna. Also hosted by Rihanna Winter. Audio engineering by Taylor Cox and Evan Rossi. Executive producers Regan McCarthy and Lynn Hatter. And brought to you by WFSU Public Media.